It's time here on RNIB Connect Radio for our regular checkup with pharmacist Elizabeth Roddick from New Life Pharmacy in Glasgow. Hello, Elizabeth, how are you?
I'm very well, thanks, Toby.
With summer soon upon us, I thought it might be a good time to talk about hay fever, which I know many people do suffer from quite badly. Firstly, Elizabeth, could you explain what hay fever actually is?
It's an allergic reaction to pollen, Toby. I mean, if you do suffer from hay fever, then when the nasal passages come into contact with pollen, and that's what we call an allergen, then your body produces an allergic response caused by immunoglobulin E, IgE. Now, mast cells in the nasal passages, they degranulate. In other words, they release histamine, other substances such as leukotrienes, prostaglandins. This reaction, of course, causes all the symptoms that we know, sneezing, runny nose, itching in the eyes and nose and even the mouth. And I think the problem is the quality of life is affected. Poor sleep and work, productivity. These are just two examples of where things go badly wrong if you've got hay fever.
Are there different types of pollen then?
Yes, grass pollen, for example, that affects around 95% of all hay fever symptoms. Birch tree probably affecting about 20% of people.
Elizabeth, are there any dangers to your health if you have hay fever?
Yes, when a hay fever goes untreated, it can lead to asthma. Now, inflammation can start to affect the lungs, travelling down from the nose, rhinorrhea, when we have that runny nose, travels down to the lungs. And asthma, as you know, in extreme cases, can cause, obviously, an inability to breathe, but hospitalisation, even death. I mean, about 40% of people will go on to develop asthma. So it's really important to get your hay fever treated.
What sort of treatments are there out there for hay fever?
Well, let's start with antihistamines. Now, they should be taken daily. There are several now on the market. Please ask your pharmacist for help with choosing the right one for you. Now, most of these are non-drowsy. But remember, there's a small percentage of people that still get sleepy from them. Localised symptoms such as nasal congestion. Now, that's best treated with a steroid nasal spray. Now, these preparations calm down the nasal passages and give relief. And just make sure you squirt the nasal spray into the side of your nose and not straight back. That's really important to do that. Eye drops, such as those containing sodium chromoglycate, now they need to be used regularly, 4 times a day, to stop these mast cells from producing the chemicals and again help with the symptoms. Nasal irrigation, that could be considered. Now, that's when you wash out the pollen from the nose using a saline spray. So there's lots of different things you can use, and please ask for advice.
And finally, Elizabeth, are there any tips you could give on prevention?
Yes, on high pollen days, and keeping windows closed in houses and cars, wearing wrap-round sunglasses helps. There's a nasal blocking Vaseline-based ointment. Haymax is one of them. It literally stops the pollen entering the nose. Now, avoid walking clearly in grassy and open spaces. When you come in from outside, remember your clothes and hair will be full of pollen, including your pet or maybe guide dog. Is it possible to wipe the fur of your dog or cat and maybe have a shower yourself and change your clothes before going into, for example, your bedroom or lounge? Now, remember, hanging out washing during this time when you bring it in will be full of pollen. So maybe think about using dryers indoors for high pollen days. These are just a few things, a few tips on prevention, Toby.
As always, some very useful information and advice there. Elizabeth, if people would like to get in touch and maybe ask for some advice, where can they go to find you?
It's a Facebook page, Call the Pharmacist, and our website, all the W's, newlifepharmacy.co.uk.
Thank you, Elizabeth Roddick from New Life Pharmacy in Glasgow, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks again, Toby.